Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 10th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 24th, 2003.
Nazarene, I just remembered an old mystery we haven't talked about. What happened to the people who disappeared from ships, like the Mary Celeste, and were never seen again? Did they appear in the afterlife?
This is another one of those profound mysteries, Alora, that we cannot answer because none of these people that disappeared from these vessels that you are speaking of ever came into the afterlife. So we have no idea what happened to them. When something like this happens, it's just as perplexing to us in the afterlife as it is to the people in the material world. How can a ship in the middle of the ocean have all the people on it simply disappear from existence? And I mean all existence. I don't mean just material existence, but I mean spiritual existence as well. And this has happened several times, and there is no record of it because the ships were later lost. Even in modern times, people have disappeared from ships at sea mysteriously like this, and with no trace whatsoever. And the most common belief is that they fell overboard. But still, it seems very strange that somebody falls overboard in a perfectly calm sea. This has happened again and again, and they do not appear in the afterlife. They do not appear in the material world. And there is only one way that this can happen. They went someplace else. They went out of the Earth's biosphere. But where they went, we have no idea, or why they went, whether they went voluntarily or whether they were taken, we don't know. No one has ever come back to tell us, and this is one of the most profound mysteries of the ages.
Wow, that's scary, Nazarene, when you guys don't know the answer. Just imagine, it could be another dimension, or this time aliens we don't know about.
Yeah, like the new ones Demetrius can't talk about? Talk about being bugged.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back. God, Demetrius has told me that if people are taken into other dimensions, they would starve to death there, even if they had plenty to eat, because the energy there wouldn't be compatible. Do you believe this is true?
Unfortunately, Alora, yes, I do, but I believe that people smart enough to take people from one dimension to another would know this fact and would bring food from this dimension that they could grow. Plants are able to adjust because they're not as advanced as human beings are. So grain from this world could be grown in other dimensions, and this would sustain the people. As long as they had some basic food from this dimension to sustain them, they would be all right. Then they could get enough nutrition from the food that is there to keep them going. They would just need a couple of things from this dimension, and I am sure that if people had to be taken from this dimension for some reason, those taking them would understand this and provide them with the nutrition that they needed. I have never, though, had any contact with anyone from another dimension, so I can't say this for an absolute fact, but that is the general belief over here.
I'm surprised that you actually believe in those things, God.
Alora, though I myself had had no contact with people from other dimensions, many of my servants have, and I trust them completely. If they say these beings exist, they exist.
We'll be back again.